And a good morning and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner here at Applebee's in the Sports Bar, as always, as we're located here at Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sioux, Michigan. They're open. They open at 11 a.m., open for lunch throughout dinner. They have, of course, the Sports Bar here or the main dining room if you choose to go over there. We're, of course, in the Sports Bar, tucked in the back, as always. And, of course, the good gang here at Applebee's taking care of us. They have all the TVs on here in the Sports Bar. They'll have all the sports you can handle, including Michigan State, Ohio State, coming up at noon, I would imagine. And they're ready to serve you here for lunch, opening at 11 a.m. and throughout the afternoon into the evening for the dinner hours, or if you just want to have a sociable as well, if, of course, you are of age. I'm your host, Dave Watson, and on Coach's Corner here today, our good friend, the voice of Laker hockey, Billy Crawford, will stop by. We'll talk to Bill about the Lakers and how they did last night. Of course, Matt Pocket filling in for him on the road, but Bill, I'm sure, listened to the game, and we'll get Bill's thoughts on Laker hockey coming up. And along with the second half of the show, Bruno Brugnolo from the Sioux Eagles will stop by. The Sioux Eagles played their first NOJHL game at the Puller Stadium against, of course, an NOJHL opponent in 2 years since, of course, this pandemic started. And now Canadian teams can come over to the U.S. side, and they played their first game last night. We'll talk about that in a moment. We'll talk to Bruno coming up second half of the show. All that and much more, but first, to the scores that matter from last night. The Sioux High Hockey Blue Devils open up the campaign at the Big Bear Arena in high school hockey as the Blue Devils took on the Milford Mavericks. 5-3 win for Sioux High last evening to open up the 2021-22 campaign. Dominic Chico led the way for Sioux High with a hat trick for the Blue Devils. 5-3 win, Sioux High over Milford, and the Blue Devils are off to a 1-0 start. Blue Devils will take on the Lakeland Eagles from White Lake, Michigan, coming up today. Face-off show around 2:50 on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Matt Arbick will join me for that broadcast coming up a little bit later today. And meanwhile, in the first game today, it will be Milford taking on Big Rapids at 1 o'clock before the Blue Devils take the ice at 3. Other high school hockey games from last night. Speaking of Big Rapids and Lakeland, Lakeland took it to Big Rapids in the early game at the Big Bear Arena of the Elks Showcase. It was Lakeland winning that game by a score of 10-3 past Big Rapids last evening. Other high school hockey games, Marquette nipped Birmingham Brother Rice on the road 4-3. Painesdale Jeffers blanked Sheboygan 4-0. Houghton shuts out Escanaba 6-0 in that contest last night. And Hancock skates to a 3-3 tie with De Pere, Wisconsin. Meanwhile, NOJHL play, the Sioux Eagles dropping Espanola at the Puller Stadium in the first NOJHL game played there at the Puller since March of 2019, as the Eagles able to win that game by the 6-2 margin. Meanwhile, the Sioux Thunderbirds squeaked by Elliott Lake at home 3-2 at the John Rhodes. Eagles home again tonight against their rivals, the Sioux Thunderbirds, at the Puller Stadium. Scott Nason with the call at 7 over on ESPN 1400. Around the nodes we go from last night, Powison, 2 better than Cochrane, 4-2. French River trips Kirkland Lake 4-3, and Timmins dumps Hearst 5-1. Laker hockey falls at Bowling Green 5-1. Jacob Bengsted with the only Laker goal last night. Ethan Langenager made 31 saves in the loss. Bowling Green outshot the Lakers 36-25, and they win the game 5-1. Same two teams tonight, of course, over on today's Hits 99.5 ESFM. Matt Pocket with the call. That will be 6:35 pregame. CCHA contest last night. Michigan Tech squeaks by Bemidji State. Big win for Joe Sean's team, 4-3 on the road. Northern Michigan skates past Ferris State 6-3. Minnesota State, they win 9-0 past St. Thomas. Around the nation in the Big Ten, Notre Dame slides by top-ranked Michigan 3-2. Penn State, 2 better than Minnesota, 5-3. And Michigan State able to win 3-2 past Wisconsin. National Hockey Conference, Denver 4-1 winners over Miami. Minnesota Duluth 4-1 past North Dakota. Western Michigan derails St. Cloud State 6-2. Hockey East, Maine 2-2 tie with Boston College. Northeastern 1-0 in overtime past Boston University. It was Massachusetts blanking New Hampshire 3-0, and Providence nips Vermont by a score of 4-3. ECAC, Colgate shuts out Yale 3-0. Cornell 4-3 in overtime past Brown. St. Lawrence 6-4 winners past Princeton. And Clarkston, a 2-2 tie with Quinnipiac. In non-conference play, RPI drills Long Island U 7-2 and Nebraska Omaha downs Alaska up in Alaska 5-2. In Atlantic hockey, Air Force flies over Sacred Heart 3-2. Bentley 2-1 winners pass American International. Canisius ices Mercyhurst 6-1. Army 3-3 tie with Niagara Cadets win that in a shootout in last night's contest. Meanwhile, it was RIT nipping Holy Cross 3-2. Sioux Greyhounds off last night, off again tonight. They're at Erie tomorrow, 1:35 over on Rock 101. Around the O we go from last night. Flint 6-2 winners pass Erie. Sudbury 2 better than Ottawa 4-2. Saginaw 6-4 winners pass Kitchener. Owen Sound nips Guelph 3-2. Mississauga shuts out Barrie 3-0. Sarnia 4-2 winners past London. And North Bay 4-2 over Oshawa. And Kingston 5-3. They win in OHL play last night as well. Sioux AAA Indians hockey home to Little Caesars today at 4 p.m. Tomorrow at 10 p.m. or at 10 a.m. I should say, both at the Able Arena inside the Norris Center at Lake State. High school football 8-man Division I state championship just started. They kicked off at the Superior Dome in at NMU. Sutton's Bay taking on Adrian Lennery Christian. Then at 2, it's Colon battling North Central from Powers in Division II at 2 o'clock. 11-man semifinals of note today. Division II, Traverse City Central takes on South Lyon. That's going to be a really good game in Greenville, Michigan at 1 p.m. Division VI, Standish Sterling battles Lansing Catholic Central in Clare at 1 o'clock. Division VII, Pomona Westphalia, that's a familiar name to high school football, takes on another familiar foe, Traverse City St. Francis, in a battle of the unbeatens, 1 o'clock in Cedar Springs. College hoops, Lake Superior State men win at the Bud Cooper Gym yesterday. Lakers dribble past Westminster of Utah, 81-71. Lake State was led by Malik Adams, 22 points. Caden Eberling chipped in with 18 points. Xander Okerlund and Justin Fisher had 6 rebounds apiece. Same two teams today at the Bud Cooper Gym inside the Norris Center over on ESPN 1400 today. I believe a 3 p.m. tip there. David John with the call. Other GLIAC teams on the men's side in action yesterday. Upper Iowa, 84-67 past Davenport. Southwest Minnesota edges Wisconsin. Parkside, 69-60. Lake State women's basketball, they will be in action tomorrow, hosting Ursuline at the Coop. 3 o'clock tip at the Bud Cooper Gym, also on ESPN 1400. GLIAC women's teams in action yesterday. Findlay in overtime past Davenport, 71-68. Michigan Tech runs past Minnesota Crookston by a score of 65-57. Ferris State by 13, 70-57 over Quincy. Girls volleyball state semifinals yesterday, Division II. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep spikes Grand Rapids Christian 3-1. Also in Division II, North Branch, passed Lake Odessa 3-1. In Division III, Reese passed West Michigan Christian 3-1. Monroe St. Mary's Blank McBain 3-0. Today, girls volleyball finals going on at the Kellogg Center in Battle Creek. Division IV right now, closest team to Sault Ste. Marie, Indian River, Inland Lakes. They were down 2 sets to zip. Last I checked, a Battle Creek St. Phillips down in Battle Creek going on in D4. Meanwhile, at noon, it's Bloomfield Marion squaring off with Ann Arbor Skyline in Division 1. And at 2 p.m. in Division 3, Monroe St. Mary's battles Reese. Then they'll round it out D2 at 4, Pontiac Notre Dame Prep against North Branch. GLIAC Women's Volleyball Tournament, of course, Lake State did not qualify. That goes on today. And meanwhile, men's and women's Division II national cross-country finals going on today in St. Leo, Florida. David Mitter of Lake State has qualified for that. Those are the scores that matter. And when we return, our good friend Billy Crawford is here. We'll talk to the voice of Laker hockey coming up. And we are back in 2 minutes' time. It's 11:14 on Coach's Corner at Applebee's. Good morning on 1230 WSOO. And a good morning. Welcome back here to Coach's Corner at Applebee's at 11:16. I'm your host, Dave Watson, and we're in the sports bar as always as they have the restaurant open for lunch in the dining room if you prefer. Of course, we're tucked in the sports bar. They have the TVs on getting ready for all the sports you can handle on this Saturday. And we're joined by our good friend, of course, the voice of Laker hockey, Bill Crawford's with us. Good morning, Billy. Great to have you on again.
Well, thanks, Dave. Good to be here. Good to talk Laker hockey.
Of course, Lakers in action last night at Bowling Green. Took it on the chin 5-1. A tough loss on the road, as you mentioned, a physical team. That rink is a very tough rink to go on the road to, but a tough break for the Lakers as they fall. They really were never in that game.
Well, it was a good game for about half of it. It was scoreless until late in the second period, and then Bowling Green got the goal out of the kid who used to play at Ferris State, Cole Norris, who wound up with two goals last night. And I didn't think we played very well. I didn't think we I don't know if it's the illness that's gone through this team. We did get some guys back last night. Percelli was back in the lineup. Harrison Roy was back. And Mitch Oliver was back in the lineup last night, which helps. And Dawson Tritt as well. But we also lost Seth Isley now, the goaltender. So Langenegger's probably going to go both games. But he was really good last night. I thought Langenegger was probably the best Laker player. He and Jacob Bengtsson. And other than that, a lot of guys didn't show up last night. And I don't know if it's the illness or coming off not having practiced for a few days and the timing's off or what. But a lot of wand waving last night, a lot of lethargic forecheck, a lot of letting Bowling Green dictate the pace. And they out-hustled us and they beat us 5-1, and they deserve the win.
Six players missing last week against Bemidji State. You mentioned that, of course, when you broadcast last weekend's games with Matt Pocket, and able to get a few players back. And you hit it on the head. You know, so you get guys back, but it doesn't necessarily mean, of course, it's going to be like it was. It takes a while. You mentioned the timing and also the fact of, you know, have they practiced much? And so, you know, that's a kind of that's the other part of the issue when you lose guys for a weekend is it's going to take a little bit time to ramp back up.
Well, it throws your whole lineup off. But, you know, last weekend, Dave, I thought we played really well against Bemidji. We lost two essentially one-goal games, 5-4 and 4-2 with an empty net goal. Those were one-goal hockey games against what I think's a better hockey team. I think Bemidji's a better team than Bowling Green State. But last night, we appeared to be a little disinterested. We didn't really play as hard as we can play. We certainly didn't play with the effort we did against Bemidji. I thought our effort was really good. I was really happy with our guys. I saw some of them in the lobby after the game on Saturday night, and I said, hey, you know, you guys played well. You did a good job. You represented the school and yourselves really well. But last night, I don't think I'd been very happy. If I were a coach last night, I'd have had a few words to say that the boys might not want to hear. But it's just a tough situation. We do have this viral thing that's going through, and a lot of guys have got bad colds, can't breathe. I know our coaching staff even was hit by that. But, you know, they got the COVID testing going on all the time, too, and these things all mixed together. And hey, those guys are fully vaccinated. They got every booster you can possibly offer them, and they're still getting sick. Although it's not COVID, I don't believe, although they won't tell us that, and they don't have to. HIPAA says they don't have to say a word to us about what they're doing. But, hey, something's got these guys under the weather. They're not playing with the intensity that they were, certainly not last night. But maybe it was just an off night last night, too, and we'll see if they bounce back tonight. They don't have Seth Isley, so now they're probably going to have to use Langenegger again tonight. I don't think Easton Hess is going to be put in there tonight. I don't think they'd throw him in after a loss, but we'll see. He's capable. I don't think he's incapable, but he's a freshman, and he has not been tested yet this season.
And, you know, to put him into the Wolves on the road at a place like Bowling Green as well. You know, we knew Lake State would have a little bit of adversity. It's just part of how things go. Big game tonight, though, obviously. I think a little more emphasis on it. Four-game losing streak, I think, now. And, you know, we'll talk about Minnesota State coming in here next weekend, I believe, on Thanksgiving weekend. So, you know, you really want to get this one tonight.
Well, if you don't win this game tonight, you're looking at maybe a seven-game losing streak, because Minnesota State is really good. And they dismantled Bowling Green 9-2 a week ago last night, 5-3 in the second game on Saturday a week ago tonight. So, you know, they're good. They're not as good on the road as they are at home. Ferris State did beat them at Ferris State 3-2. So anything can happen, but I think they probably disrespected the opponent that one night, and they came back with a pretty sound victory in game two at Ferris State. So they're just really good. They've got four really good lines they can roll out there, six good D, Dryden McKay in goal, Mike Hastings coaching. They're a good team. They're the best team by far in our league, and man, you don't want to go into a series even at home against them with all the problems we've been having physically in the last couple of weeks. You don't want to go up against Minnesota State with a five-game losing streak, but we could well do that if we don't win this game tonight.
11:21 here on Coach's Corner at Applebee's. I'm your host, Dave Watson. Our broadcast engineer is Izzy Stratton, and the voice of Laker hockey, Bill Crawford, is with us talking Laker hockey. Billy, who has impressed you early on in this Lake State team?
Oh, Lake State, definitely the goaltending's been good. We don't have any difficulties with goaltending. Both Eisley and Langenegger have been really good. I think Jacob Bengtsson has been outstanding. He's going to be a pro player when he leaves here. There's no doubt about it. He's a really good player. Louis Bidon's had a great season to this point. He's got a lot of points. He went into last night's game tied for the national lead, NCAA Division I, in points.
Wow.
And that's pretty darn good. I mean, we had Diego Cuglietta a few years back, 3 years ago, who led the nation in goal scoring with 25. But, I mean, Louis's leading in points right now, and I don't think he is after last night. He didn't get a point in that game, but he's been really good for us. I think Brandon Percelli's been really, really good for the Lakers. Miro Muka's played really well. He's got 3 goals, 10 assists, 13 points on the season. We've got some guys who are playing really well. We've got some young guys who have looked good. Josh Nixon has played well for us. Dawson Tritt. I like Cole Kraft. I like a lot of the players on this team. I think they could be a really good team. I don't know if this illness is taking some of the starch out of them or what, but they didn't play very well last night.
You know, I know last week you guys were talking about, I think it was Kraft able to get in the lineup for the first time, or he hadn't played many games, but able to get in last week, of course, unfortunately due to the illness. But he really stood out, I thought, in one of the games listening to you guys, you and Matt, call the Bemidji game on Friday in particular, really played well. And that's what you want, next man up mentality. And he certainly stepped up. You mentioned Nixon as well. But, we knew we were going to see a lot of new guys this year, of course, with what they lost. And a lot of them have stepped up, and obviously they're going to need them tonight.
Well, they've got one of the top 10 recruiting classes by all the experts' estimation so far this season. And Cole Kraft played most of the games. He wasn't somebody we inserted last week, but he hasn't really stood out and done anything. He scored his first goal last week. And you get a guy like Spencer Denbesty. He did make his debut earlier this season at Omaha, but hadn't played since until last week. And he was in again last night, too. That's part of the illness situation. But Denbesty's capable. He's a good kid. He can play. And I think he just needs a chance to get in there. But, you know, these freshmen, Kraft, Tritt, Nixon, back on defense. You got Hinman back there, who's a freshman. They've done a good job, and they're going to be good players, but we need to play a lot better than we did last night. We need a stronger forecheck. We need a stronger effort in our own zone, helping Langenegger, and we need to stand up to this Bowling Green team. That's the first time that we've lost in there in 2 years. We had won every time we'd been in there. We swept them last year in there, and they were a top-ranked team at that time. But, you know, I think what John Forrest used to say, we'll always beat skill when skill doesn't show up.
Yep.
And I think that was the case last night.
Yeah, and that's a very good analogy along will and effort. You know, usually it wins out in those situations if you can get it. Now, you mentioned goaltending, Billy, and Langenegger getting a lot of the starts, or he's been splitting time with Eisley. We'll obviously get the load here for the near future, and we'll play tonight. But Netminding's been pretty good. Langenegger in particular, that game at Michigan Tech, he just stood on his head in that win up in Houghton. Actually, I believe their last win. And so Netminding overall has been pretty solid, which is good, which, especially with what they lost in the net coming in with Mittens last year and how well he was, but Lake State's been pretty good in between the pipes.
Well, the stats would not bear that out. The goals against average and the save percentage are not where you want them to be. Give up 5 goals last night, for instance, and it looks like, oh, okay, your goaltending's not very good. That's not the case. Langenegger held us in that game. I watched most of the game on Flow, and he was outstanding, especially in the first period. And then in the third, they just broke him down. A lot of guys didn't pick up their man around our net. Bowling Green scored some goals they shouldn't have scored. They were left wide open standing around, and when you do that, you're going to get beat badly, and that's what happened. But the goaltending's been good. Langenegger's been really, really good. Eisley's been very good when he's been in there. You can't blame anything on goaltending. Stats may not bear it, but I think defensive play, and that's forwards getting back and helping out the defense, that's where the problem is. In our zone, we're not playing as well as we should be playing, and you got some obvious people who are up against that who defy that, like Bengtsson. He plays really well in his own zone all the time. But there are other guys who are not playing as well and not getting a lot of help. There's not a, and maybe that's because they're young and these freshmen are trying to learn how to pick up their man in the defensive zone, and they're not doing it as well as they should, or they don't do it as consistently as they should. Who knows? I can't watch that kind of stuff if you're following the puck, but I see problems there where we're allowing goals we shouldn't be allowing by just standing around, getting on the, as Damon likes to say, the wrong side of the puck, and that's the case.
As we continue with Bill Crawford, CCHA standings, Billy, Minnesota State, we mentioned the Mavs, the top of the CCHA, no surprise there. Bemidji State second, you mentioned how solid they are. Bowling Green third, Northern Michigan fourth, Lakers right now fifth, 8 points, tied with Michigan Tech. Huskies with a big win last night at Bemidji. Ferris State seventh, 5 points at St. Thomas, with the eighth of right now in the standings, as they lost last night to a very good Minnesota State team. But right now it's very early, of course, but pretty much your thoughts on how the CCHA looks. No real big surprises, it appears.
No, Minnesota State's the class of the league by far, and I think Joe Sean's got a really good team at Michigan Tech. They showed that last night. Anytime you can go in and win at Bemidji, that's a big deal for you. But Bowling Green did it last week too. So, and I don't think Bowling Green's all that good. I think what they are is a big physical team. They got Austin Swankler, who's a high-end talent player up front, but they're just a bunch of guys who play hard, and they give you everything they got. And last night, their will outdid the Lakers' skill. So you got to go back to the drawing board and show a little bit more will, I think. I think the Lakers are a good team. If we can put them all back together and not have an illness going through that's weakening them, however that's doing it to us, I think we'll be a really good team. But, man, you're going to face some adversity here in these games. I mean, we're going to play Minnesota State next weekend. Then we go down to Ferris State, and they've been really tough at home. They were ahead last night a lot of that game before they finally folded it up and got beat. And they'll be tough. And then we got to play Northern Michigan, and Northern's a much-improved team. They won again last night at Ferris State, and they're going to be difficult when we play them, and they'll come in here to our place right before Christmas. Then we take the break, and then we get really into the serious part of the season in that second half. We better be well by then, but I think viral things are going to haunt college hockey and all the other sports. I think it's here to stay. I don't think COVID-19 is going anywhere. It's just another virus that we've got in the – and we're going to have to deal with it every season. It's worse in winter than it is in summer. Yeah. Look out. This is going to be something you got to deal with, and you got to get around it. You got to get over it, and you got to, you know, I don't know if vaccinations work or not. All our guys are fully vaccinated, and I don't know if it's COVID they got, but they got something that's hurting them at this point. So it's serious. I think a lot of teams, I'm wondering why more teams aren't into this right now and having all these illness problems. Maybe the testing procedure is different in some places. Hey, if you're going to take and put COVID-19 into people's bodies, which is what the vaccinations do, they give you the weakened form.
Right.
Guess what? When you test positive, it shouldn't be a surprise.
You know, maybe not a smart question, I don't know, but depth obviously plays a role with these mm-hmm. teams, and having as much depth as you can, especially when you have something, whatever it is, some kind of viral infection of whatever, running rampant, and it's more of a, you know, it seems like on the front burner now because COVID-19 is upon us, but it's always been around. I mean, teams get sick,
right,
but it's obviously more prevalent now. But you think obviously having as much depth as you can, is key. And of course, unfortunately, not every team has the opportunity to be able to have that.
Well, depth is so important. You've got to have players there who can step in and step up, like Den Bestie. We mentioned him a moment ago. He's had to get her done. He's a kid out of Marquette who hasn't had a chance to play that much, but he's going to get his chance now. He'll be in the lineup again tonight, no doubt. And the Lakers, they're going to be tested here. And like I say, I'm kind of wondering why some other teams haven't gone through this, but they have, actually. We had a couple of teams that got hit with this earlier. Now it's the Lakers going through it, and who knows who's going to get hit by it in December and January. They're going to be more difficulties here, and some sort of viral thing that it's like the respiratory type flu, and it scares you because COVID's also that sort
right.
of thing. This isn't a stomach thing, but it's we had that a few years ago at Buffalo. I'll never forget that. We put like 12 guys on the ice against Canisius, and that was a tough weekend. Everybody was sick. Even I was sick. And it was, I think, Pat O'Neill and Doug LaPrade were the only people who didn't get sick that weekend. But that was a different type of flu, and it really hurts you. And you talk about take it out of you. That'll do it to you. It really does test your depth. And the Lakers, at this point, they're playing everybody they can play. Last weekend, they had eight defensemen in the lineup, and two of them played up front all weekend, Jake Willits and Grant Hinman. And that's not good. You don't want defensemen trying to play the wing.
Laker Hockey Show back on Tuesday at noon?
Yes, it will be. Noon on Tuesdays. We've been fortunate. We've had a couple of really good players on the last couple of weeks. We had Dustin Manns 2 weeks ago, and then last Tuesday, Miro Mucha. He was outstanding. It gives the fans a chance to get to know these players a little bit. We've got such an international lineup with eight international players in our lineup. It's really good to have some of these guys get on and let people hear them. I mean, Miro Mucha, he's a smart kid, and he's not a kid. He's 23 years old, but He's been in the United States since he was 14, so he was a really good guest. And then Damon's always on, and we talk the hockey X's and O's end of things with him.
Of course, Laker Hockey Show Tuesdays, and coming up this Tuesday over on ESPN 1400 at noon on ESPN 1400. And, of course, the Pocket Rocket will have the call tonight at Bowling Green, but you'll be back on Friday, I assume?
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. Maybe I'll get sick. But, the plan is I do the home games. Matt does most of the away games. I might, I could have gone to Tech. I didn't want to do that. And with all these illnesses and stuff, it's probably better off at my age if I stay home. But I may go to Marquette when we play at Northern. I could go to Ferris State early in December. Those are easy trips where you drive down, drive back. I don't like the long trips anymore, Dave. I don't want to go to Bowling Green. I don't want to go to Mankato or Bemidji.
I was going to say Mankato. Isn't that one of your favorite places to go, Billy?
I hate that place.
I listened to you guys last year, right before the playoffs. I was coming back from DeWitt from basketball. Sue High played DeWitt. I almost went off 75 when you were talking about Mankato. But, of course, Matt going and doing those games in the tournament last year. Well, enjoy the game today, Billy, and of course, thanks as always for stopping by Coach's Corner. Always fun to have you on.
Yeah, good opportunity too. I can go see Laker basketball today, which I really want to do, and the Eagles are playing this weekend at home for the first time in, 2 years?
In 2 years,
get a chance
yep.
to see them play too, and that's all part of it. I enjoy those things too.
Yeah, and of course, we'll talk to Bruno coming up. Thanks again, Billy, as always, and that's Bill Crawford, the voice of Laker hockey. And we'll be back this week in high school sports coming up next. And then Bruno Brugnello from the Sioux Eagles will join us. We'll be back. This is Coach's Corner at Applebee's on 1230 WSOO. Good morning from Applebee's. We are joined by our good friend Bruno Brugnello of the Sioux Eagles. Of course, Sioux Eagles had their first home game against an NOJHL opponent in a long time, of course, 2 years last night. We first say good morning to Bruno. And Bruno, thanks as always for stopping by Coach's Corner.
No, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Good weekend for Sioux Eagles hockey. Started off last night. Your first home game against an NOJHL opponent. Had to feel, you mentioned it, felt like you're starting all over again, but it had to feel good to be back at the Puller Stadium playing a true home game against a league opponent.
Oh, absolutely. And, I want to thank all the fans for coming out and all the people that helped us get this thing going. Yeah, it's been a long 20 months, but, so hopefully, it was phenomenal to get back on the ice and, see the crowd and listen to music and, sell burgers and stuff like that. It was really, really good.
Had to feel good for the players they've made sacrifices just as much as the whole organization had to. You did what you had to do to get games in earlier this year, playing at the Rankin Arena in Sioux, Ontario. Of course, being on the road, quite a bit. They've had to make sacrifices as well, but to be able to finally play in the friendly confines of the Puller Stadium had to feel real good for the team.
Yeah, I think it was great. And you're right. I give the boys a lot of credit, the whole staff, too, because we've basically our first 15 games were all road games.
Yep.
And, I give my hats off to them because they got a pretty good record considering they played all their games in Canada. Actually, me and Doug were kind of joking around about it the other day, saying, are they gonna, they got so used to playing on the road, now we have to get used to playing at home, But they did a good job last night. The boys played good. Still some things to work on, but it was just great to see people in the Puller again.
talk about. Sounded like I was happy to see a good crowd on hand. A lot of hockey fans came out. They had a good crowd at the Big Bear for Sioux High Hockey, but a lot of folks were at the Puller Stadium. That was good to see as well, as the fans certainly did return last night. I think Scotty Nason told me it was in the area of 400. That's not bad at the Puller Stadium for an opening game when you haven't played in a couple years. So good to see folks came back downtown to see Sioux Eagles hockey.
No, absolutely. Especially, you know, the hunting, this first week of hunting season, a lot of people are at their cabins. Sioux High was playing. It was good. I'm glad they had a good crowd. I'm glad they won, too. Good way for them to start the season. And, and tonight we got the T-Birds, and obviously that's our big rival. So, you know, it could be a real interesting game. We don't like each other, I'll tell you that already. So that's already been established, so between the players. So, I mean, I respect the organization, obviously, but
That makes for a good rivalry.
Oh, yeah. It's like a love-hate thing, kind of. You know, you love to play him, but you still hate him. You know?
You still want to beat him.
Yep.
And, of course, last night, Espanola, the opponent, 6-2 win. And tell us about last night's contest as the Eagles were able to get the victory against the Espanola Express.
Yeah, the boys came out, had a good start. And then the second period, we played really well. And then the third period, I thought it was probably our best third period of the year going into it with a lead. In the past, we've had leads going in third period and, you know, even a 2 or 3 goal lead, and we do some things that we get away from. Sometimes they think, well, let's try and score, run up the score, get some points. But they didn't have that. They didn't do that last night. They stuck with the system. They played very well, and it pretty much cruised to victory there.
Bruno Bragnolo with the Sioux Eagles joining us. Eagles playing their first home game, true home game at the Puller Stadium in league play last night as they're able to win against Espanola 6-2. You play the Sioux Thunderbirds tonight. Of course, want folks to come out and see that game. And also on the radio on ESPN 1400, Scott Nason will be at the call. I know that's one happy guy. He was a broadcaster without a home base for a while, as Scotty was. But he's, of course, not losing his team for a while. But he's happy to be back at the mic for Eagles hockey on, of course, Hockey TV and also on ESPN 1400. But you mentioned the rivals coming in, and big game tonight to be able to have the Thunderbirds come back to the Puller and hopefully get a good crowd for that one. And it's always a good hockey game when these two get together.
It has been for 12 years now. Yep. This is the 12th year I've been here, so, and I imagine it was like that before that too. So, yeah, I mean, you know, hopefully it is a good game, and the fans come out, and hopefully they enjoy a good hockey game. So
7 o'clock, I believe, at the Puller Stadium in the downtown Sioux, with the Thunderbirds coming in tonight. As far as you guys just getting your feet to be able to be at home, any promotions and things down the road happening, or are you just gonna play it by ear?
Well, we haven't had a whole bunch. We have some things planned, but we, with the COVID thing and everything, we couldn't really put anything into action. Or, you know, even now that's kind of a little bit of a frustrating part. You wake up every morning and there's nothing that's definite because you never know, you know.
Right.
But we do have some things planned. We'll get some things going tonight. Like this weekend, we were giving out all our home schedules. Tonight, I think we'll have some type of door giveaways. And, you know, we have a bunch of prizes that we raffle off. If you buy a program, they raffle it off. Some really nice prizes. I want to thank our sponsors for that. And, I want to mention one thing about Scott Nason and even Rob Horn. They, you know, I don't think those guys get enough credit or recognition.
No.
Because they do a phenomenal job. I've been told, I don't know how many countless of times, by league officials and college guys and people that watch our games, they say it's the best best video and the best broadcasting, that one of the best they've seen. So hats off to those guys, because they do a phenomenal job there too.
No, they do. Rob does a good job. He was helpful to me when I filled in for Scotty a few years ago before COVID started, and I've heard Rob on the air as well with Scotty, and he does a good job with the video. And of course, I'm real happy to have Scotty with us here at Sovereign Communications, and of course hosts this show for me. Of course, when I can't be here, fills in for some Sioux High hockey games when he doesn't have an Eagles game. But those guys do a tremendous job for you, and I'm glad for them as well that the Eagles are back. And of course, for you guys It's been a, you know, you look at it, Bruno, it just gets you to reflect a little bit on the last 2 years. You know, you guys you had a few exhibition games. You kept on trying to get going last year. It's just so difficult when you're, you know, a U.S. team and the only U.S. team in a Canadian league when you have a border closed, obviously, situation. It's you just can't play. You guys been able to traverse through it and navigate through it, but it's probably really had the most effect on you guys than a lot of teams really that have been able to play. But to just reflect a little bit on the last couple of years.
Well, obviously, you know, well, first off, when we were, I mean, still remember we were in March starting the playoffs against the Sudbury team.
Mm-hmm.
And we got called and said, you have to get on the bus, go back. Never in a million years, I think we'd still be dealing with this.
Yeah.
You know, but, and last year it was really difficult, but, you know, we had a group. It was still a lot of uncertainty. We didn't know what was going to happen. The border was going to open up or anything like that. So we had a group of boys that, you know, came to our camp, wanted to play for us. So we started playing, had some exhibitions, played the U.S. team, and it then became apparent that the border wasn't going to open up. So, you know, the staff got together, and I said, look, we had a meeting with the boys. I said, I could arrange games against college teams. You know, I don't know how many we will play or we won't play. I said, but if you want to stick it out, I'll go ahead, and we'll go ahead and try to keep this thing going and play games against different schools and stuff. And we did. I think we played 19 games altogether last year. We had another 16, 17 canceled because of COVID, because that was crazy last year.
Right.
I mean, even we ended up getting it. We were down for 2 weeks, you know, when we played Janesville at the beginning of the year there. But we were able to play some colleges, and it worked out good because five of our 20-year-olds, all of our 20-year-olds, ended up playing college hockey this year because I think all five of them are going to the schools that we played against, so they recruited them right off our games against them, which is probably the best way to recruit a kid. Watch how he plays against you. And then one of the highlights, we ended the year last year, we played trying the Division III school, and we beat them at their home rink, so that was a good way to end the season. Their coach came down and offered like three or four boys spots. Bobby Price is there, and Nolan Dresch is there, and Bobby's doing excellent there. Right, actually, he's doing really good. He started out really good. I think he's got 4 or 5 goals already. So for a freshman, that's really good. So,
well, and that, you know, that's great to see. And you know, that was the thing that I always thought last year is it says some about the character of those young men. They could have folded the tent, went back, you know, and then no one would have even thought twice, you know, because of what's going on. But it just tells you about their passion to play the game. You know, you have kids from that aren't from here that, you know, stuck it out. It threw it a tough year, and that just says something about the character of those guys, I think, you know, and their passion about the game of hockey.
Oh, absolutely. No, last year those boys came to the rink every day. You know, they had to go through the check-in stuff with the thermometer and all that, check the temperature and fill out a sheet and everything, and, you know, they had to endure a lot of restrictions and stuff like that the whole year. We had to get tested several times before we went and played these games against some of the teams, and they came to the rink every day with a smile and a great work ethic. So, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right about that.
Now, looking at this year's team, who's been some of the key members of the Eagles this year in their success throughout the early portions of the schedule?
Actually, you know, everybody's been pretty good. The goaltending's been really good. They've been really good. And then, you know, as far as on the offensive side, Chase Tolaire has been really good. Jack Borson's been really good. Those are two of our captains. They've been really, really good. And then we have a lot of first-year players, like his came out of Midget. They've done a really good job, too. And they're getting better and better. They're starting to get more points. So, you know, yeah, we got Mark LaFrance, Fittis. I know I'm going to miss some kids, but they've all done a really, really good job of getting things going for us.
And they'll battle the Thunderbirds tonight, Puller Stadium, 7 o'clock. Of course, go on out and see the Eagles, and it's on ESPN 1400 and Hockey TV. Scott Nason, of course, at the mic. Bruno, as always, of course, thanks for coming on, and congrats on being able to get games at the Puller Stadium again. I figured if anybody was going to get it done, it would be you, Doug LaPrade, and Ron Lavin, and the whole organization. I know how stubborn you are about these things, and a good thing. It's good to have you here in Sault Ste. Marie. And again, congrats on how things are going, and thanks for stopping by and talking to us.
Well, again, thanks for having me on. And, you know, it's not just, it's a whole community
yep.
thing, you know, fans, sponsors, parents, players, you know, guys like yourself, everybody. It's a whole community thing to make things like this, to keep hope and make things happen. So hopefully everything keeps going in the right direction, and, you know, maybe we'll get slowly but surely get back to some type of normalcy.
I'm glad you guys are sticking it out because, you know, this it's important to have, you know, a flagship team in the Puller Stadium. It's good for the community. It's good for revenue. And, you know, kudos to you and Ron Lavin and Doug and everybody involved with the Eagles for sticking it out here and in battling through it because, you know, obviously it hasn't been easy.
No, it hasn't. But, you know, it's pretty rewarding. And you really, you know, it gets to the point when you see him playing, you don't even think about that stuff there. And when you see kids getting commitments to schools and stuff, you know, none of that stuff really matters. It's, you know, as far as the, you know, the stuff we have to do to keep it going, it makes it worth it, you know. And you, like I said, you don't really think too much about the bad things. It's all good things, you know. So, and it's great. You got to have a team in the best rink in the country, you know. And it is. Believe me, it's the best rink in the country.
Amen to that. Good luck tonight against the Thunderbirds. Again, thanks for stopping by, Bruno, and we'll definitely talk to you down the road.
All right, thanks again. Appreciate
All right,
it.
That's Bruno Brugnello with the Sioux Eagles. We'll take a one-minute timeout here, Izzy, and I'll be back to close up shop on Coach's Corner here at Applebee's on 1230 WSOO. As we are back at Applebee's, closing up shop at 11:56 here a.m. here on Coach's Corner at Applebee's, and it's time to look at what's on deck here for our family of radio stations and what we have going on for broadcasts and the Sioux High Hockey today in the finale of the Elks Showcase. Blue Devils will play the Lakeland Eagles from White Lake, Michigan. Face-off show around 2:50 from the Big Bear Arena on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Join yours truly and Matt Arbick for the call. Milford takes on the Big Rapids Cardinals in game one, by the way, at 1:00. And we'll be on the air around 2:50 with the Lakeland Sioux High contest coming your way here on Radio Sioux. Laker men's basketball, home to Westminster of Utah. Second game of a two-game set. You can hear that at 3 o'clock over on ESPN 1400 at David John. Laker hockey at Bowling Green, 6:35 over on today's Hits 99.5 ESFM. Detroit Red Wing hockey at Arizona tonight, 7:45 on Radio Sioux. Tomorrow, Sioux Greyhounds hockey at Erie, 1:35 over on Rock 101. Detroit Lions football at the Cleveland Browns. Pregame over on Oldies 93 at 11 a.m. Kickoff, 1 p.m. from First Energy Stadium in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. Pistons basketball home to the L.A. Lakers tomorrow from the Little Caesars Arena on ESPN 1400 coming your way at 5:45 with the pregame. Monday night, it's the game with Scott Nason, 6 to 8 p.m. Sioux St. Marie's only local, regional, and national sports show. Dave McKeag Jr. will be on hand from Sioux, Ontario in the first hour. In second hour, it's the round table with Butch on Sports joining in. The game with Scott Nason Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m. over on ESPN 1400. The Laker hockey show on Tuesday at noon over on ESPN 1400. Laker hockey head coach Damon Witten, the voice of Laker hockey Billy Crawford, and a cast of thousands over on ESPN 1400 Tuesday, noon to 1 with that show. Sioux High hockey next weekend at Alpena at the Alpena Tournament. I'll have the call in the semifinals Friday afternoon, 1:45 from the Northern Lights Arena against East Grand Rapids on Radio Sioux, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Thanks to Bill Crawford, the voice of Laker hockey, Bruno Brugnello from the Sioux Eagles for stopping by. Coach's Corner returns next Saturday morning, 11:05 a.m. till noon. Here at Applebee's, Scott Nason will be here for yours truly as I'll be in Alpena for Blue Devil hockey. Coach's Corner will return next Saturday, 11:05 a.m. till noon here on Radio Sioux, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Coach's Corner replays are available at podcast.1230WSOO.com. For today's broadcast engineer, Izzy Stratton, the gang here at Applebee's, I'm Dave Watson. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.